The Edmonton Rush have won 10 in a row, and they did it in convincing fashion. They spanked Calgary on Friday night by a tune of 15-7. Basically ran them into the floor, transition goals all over the place. They will look to go 11-0 this Friday night at Rexall Place. You could see it. You could watch it. Head coach Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, I guess let's start first with the trade deadline. It's tomorrow. Something tells me when you're 10-0, you might not be on the phone very much.
No, we're pretty happy with where we're at. I mean, obviously, and it would have to be something really that I feel could just completely take us over the top. And of course, there's no guarantees when you think that either. So, no, I think we'll be quiet and we'll forge ahead with what we have, and we obviously like what we have. So, we'll be probably the same group this time tomorrow.
Derek, there's been quite a few. Veteran offensive guys with the smaller rosters released in the last few weeks. Do you have any interest to try to add a depth guy for up front with some of the injuries you've had on the left side?
I don't think so. Low and short term.
Okay.
You know, he could be back this week. I think 2 weeks at the outside. So, and you know, I think Turner did a decent job last week. We got a little bit of depth there with Sarcetti if we wanted to use him. So, probably not, especially lefties. I think if it were a righty, there's lots of them out there, but there don't seem to be a lot of left shots, offensive guys. So we're pretty happy with the group we have, and you know, all the guys really understand our systems too. So that's another part of the equation is, you know, you bring someone new in and you kind of have everybody, the whole group, like 8 of them on the same page, and then, or 8 or 9 if you include Sarcetti, and then you bring someone else in, they might not be. So we'll stick with what we have there. As I said, unless something kind of earth-shattering came up between now and 3 Eastern tomorrow, but I doubt it.
Derek, you're 9-0. You're going into Calgary. It's always been a tough place, especially in the regular season for your team. And, you know, you dominated virtually the entire game. I know Calgary scored first, but that game was in complete control for you. I don't know if you're surprised at this point, but there was no sitting back, taking a team lightly. You guys really dominated that game and never allowed Calgary to get close.
Well, I think last weekend we had a very brief team meeting on Friday before shoot around, and just to get things refocused and redialed in, because I felt things were getting a little bit loose and guys are having fun, maybe a little bit too much fun, and that, which is, you know, you want, when you're winning, it's fun. And but we had a short meeting and we just kind of redialed things in and got refocused, and the guys the rest of the day were just, I could tell going into that game just by the locker room and warm up and that we were ready to go, and we needed to be, because we were playing against a team that we've obviously struggled against in the past. And you know, they had a tough loss the week before, and they still, at that time, you know, probably had a chance at catching us, you know, for first place. So it was a big game, and it really started with our defensive group. I mean, I think we really took away their time and space, and we frustrated them, and that allowed us to really push our transition game, and that was a big part of the success, that's for sure.
Derek, your transition game really was the difference for majority of that. You know, Corbeil, 2 more goals, looking like a scorer every night out for your team this year. You know, Dilks in transition, Cornwall, you know, guys, Thompson. Was that the game plan? Did you expect to be able to run that much?
Not really, to be honest. Like, it's happened against them before, but I think last year when we finally ended our losing streak in the regular season against them, we had a bunch of transition goals, but they're usually really disciplined in that area. And, you know, I think we just frustrated them a little bit with how we played defense, and they got kind of pushing up a little bit and trying to regain possessions, and we ran by people, and then you got numbers, and you know, you mentioned all those names, and that's kind of what we expect of our entire group. Like, it's not going to be Corbeil on every night or Dilks or Thompson. It's going to be different guys, and Cornwall contributes, and, you know, another night it's going to be John LaFontaine. But all those guys have the green light to push transition, and again, we created a number of turnovers with our defensive play, and I thought we did just an outstanding job of taking away their time and space and knocking down balls and intercepting passes and picking up the ball, and it was on the turf as well. And then we away we went. So, and of course, a lot of times it started with a save with Bold as well. And we just did a great job. And then from there, a couple of times too, ran to the bench real hard. Curtis Knight got a transition goal, you know, off the bench because we ran hard. And there was that. And, you know, it was along with the back end guys. I think I'm pretty sure Greer got a transition goal as well. So, just real hard work. I mean, that's what comes out of it. And when you frustrate a team a little bit like we did, you know, the tendency for them is to maybe hang on the floor a little bit long and hope to get a repossession. And we did a good job taking care of the ball and pushing it up the floor.
Now you've got Buffalo, who comes in, you know, the second best record in the league, Derek, at 8-2. So it's good for your team to get another quality test. What you've looked at on film, what's the biggest challenge Buffalo is going to present?
They run. I think this will be our similar to what we face with Vancouver, but even more so because I think they have a lot more skill in the back end, and they play some guys in old school lacrosse, like Dane Smith, who he's got 40 points, you know, 13 goals. He plays out the back door, and he stays and plays offense, and he plays good defense. He runs the floor hard. Steve Priolo, who's been more known as a defender, he's got 18 points. Chad Culp, who typically his career has been as an offensive guy, he's playing really good defense out the back and running the floor and scoring goals in transition. You know, they got a couple other young guys that are doing the same thing. So I think that'll be the biggest thing. And then next will be that they have a real big physical defense. And this is the biggest defense we face probably all year. With the exception of maybe Philadelphia, they're a pretty big group as well. So we're going to have to really move our feet. You know, if you stand still, you're going to get hit a lot. So they're big, they're physical, they're aggressive, and then they turn that into transition. They're a little bit similar to us, actually. They play a little bit different style of defense, and they're getting great goaltending from Cosmo. This year is having a real bounce back year, and balanced scoring on offense, too. You know, real balanced. Again, similar to our group. You know, they don't have a guy with 70 or 80 points, but they got a lot of balance, you know, 45 through, you know, 24 points kind of thing. They've got some offensive guys that are all contributing.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Edmonton Rush, joins us. Derek, for your team, it was interesting, you know, early on in that game, you know, Zach Greer gets a hat trick. Mark Matthews didn't have a point in the first half. Then they make it 9-5, and he scores the two most important goals kind of to stem that tide. Are you happy overall with how you can change from game to game, Derek? Or do you think, based on your history of the league, that the teams that win in lacrosse usually win because they have a certain guy they can rely on every night for 5 or 6 points?
Honestly, I like our versatility. I Mark's still a young guy. You know, he's a second-year player, and, you know, four of our offensive guys that are really contributing are either first- or second-year guys, which is not common, but these guys are buying into our team offense, our philosophies there, and they're also really good skilled players. You know, Curtis Knight, second-year guy, and Mark, second-year guy, and Lowen and Church, first-year guys, but they're all making contributions. And, you know, I don't expect to score 8 or 9 transition goals every night, that's for sure. So we do need our offense to produce. And I think with Mark in particular, he seems to rise to the occasion when we need him to. And, you know, his first 2 years in the league, he's managed to score big goals for us at big times. I mean, the Rochester game's a great example. A low-scoring game gets into overtime, and he scores the goal on a great shot. So I think we can depend on him to do that, but we're not going to put it all on his shoulders, that's for sure. I think we have a real good group overall, and we'll continue. And they're going to continue to grow. Like I said, there are, you know, four of those guys, first- or second-year players, and so that means there's a ton of upside there. So, you know, hopefully they continue to grow together.
You mentioned Lowen. What did you think of Turner?
I thought he was okay. I mean, because of all the special team situations, he actually didn't play a ton. So, but I thought he did his job. You know, he created some space out there. A couple times he may have hung on to the ball a little bit too long, but at that point I think the game was, you know, a little bit out of hand, and he's probably trying to get himself a goal. But I thought he was good. You know, we don't need him to go out and score 4, I don't think, anyway. And but, you know, he did his job, and, you know, we've got enough out there that, you know, we can survive this for a short period of time. And he's familiar with our system. He played all of last year with the group. I think he only missed one game last year, so he's certainly familiar. At the same time, though, we wouldn't mind getting Sarchetti a look, and that's to be discussed though with my coaches, because you don't want guys sitting around for a long period of time too. And he's only played one game this year, and we've got a back-to-back coming up next weekend, so chances are he may have to play one of those, and it might be an opportunity for him to get in and get some touches and refamiliarize himself with playing at that speed and that pace.
Your defense, Derek, just seems to get stronger all the time. Talk about the emergence of Jeff Cornwall and his overall game. What's impressed you the most?
I think his speed. He's always a great athlete. I mean, he comes from, you know, great pedigree. His dad was a CFL player and real good athlete. And, you know, his brother plays in the NLL with Calgary, and another real good athlete. So he has that pedigree. And I think this year he's always been very fast and strong and fit, but he changed his training a little bit. And I think he dropped about 10 or 15 pounds. So he's got another gear, it seems. And he hasn't lost any strength either, because defensively he's been solid, but I love his ability to push the ball up the floor. And I think the biggest difference in this game since we've had him from 2 years ago is his decision-making ability is way better. He just makes great decisions with the ball. He knows when to push. He knows when it's not numbers, when to get the ball to the offense and provide support and then get off the floor. And he works hard, too. He hustles all the time. And his defensive ability is probably underrated. I mean, he's a top guy in our group, and we can rely on him really to check anybody. And, you know, he's another young guy too. You know, he's, you know, 22 or 23 years old and tons of upside. So he's been impressive.
Well, Derek, continued success. Best of luck going for 11 straight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason.